Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. What are you doing here?
Well, you know what? To hell with the devil. Right?
To hell with the devil. To hell.
Yes. I'm sorry, but Don't do what you did earlier, Luco.
I'm not. Trust me, I'm not.
Okay. I should just let you guys know. Before the show, I was talking to Luco just for a minute, and he he was doing a really funny act. Asked him not to do, but I could not contain myself. His accent was, it was bad. It was, let's just say it was bad, okay? Hearing his voice right now is making me laugh because it was just bad. Anyway, bad news.
Amy. You reminded me of how funny that was.
It was really funny. And anyway, he's a shady character. Joe's a shady character. Hi, Joe. Welcome to our Slice Slice. Joe's one of my big creepers. Hey, Keith is here. Keith is a shady character. How you doing, Keith?
Keith is a shady character because he just instantly knows all the juicy secrets about people. That's pretty shady.
Oh, God told me this. You don't even have to tell me. It's creepy. It's like,
yeah, he asked me a question. He's like, oh, I already knew that. I just wanted to see what you would say. And I'm just like, oh. Okay.
Hey, I just want to say hello. I'm glad you came back. Say anything in the chat room. You're funny, okay? He's a funny dude. Gemma, welcome. James91, I've never seen you before. Welcome. Joe Greto is a multitasker. He gets a retard sticker because he's on the phone and he's in chat. Luco, can you pass out the sticker?
I present to you the Rapture Retard Sticker Award. Wear it wisely on your butt cheek or forehead.
I'm putting that on my butt cheek. Thank you, Luca.
You're very welcome, Jeff.
Butt cheek? I told you Greta's shady. Chris Slaughter, I just want to say to Chris Slaughter. Luco gets a retard sticker because he's on the line and in the chat room.
I'll just give it to myself.
No, I'll put it on you. I'm sticking it on your forehead.
Okay,
here. You're right.
But actually, I don't want you to put it on me because I'm putting it on my butt cheek, and it'd be kind of weird. So.
Yeah, that is weird. Okay, Nick, welcome to Raina, welcome to the chat. We lovers you. Michelle, welcome to chat. Rojo and Roro, have you walked on water yet or what? Walk on water Roman is in the high house. In the RCC
in
crazy
the
house.
House.
We call the chat room the crap room or the crack room. You take your choice. It's, sometimes it's full of crap and sometimes it's full of crack, and you just it's just always
sometimes
fun
it's full of, you know, both.
Yeah, I wish Say Anything could, like, change his name, because it's like when I'm saying something to him in the chat room, I feel like when I say the word say, then you might think I'm saying say. So it's I try to when I say
or you might
say
just think you're saying something, but in reality you should be saying Say Anything, not Say Something, because it's named Say Anything, but you're not actually, you know, saying anything.
You totally.
You catching
so
where I'm coming from here?
So what I'm thinking of doing is just using all caps when I say his name. I don't want to write out Say Anything. I just want to, like, say. See, that's hard. I want to write S-A-Y, okay? So I'll use caps. Anyway, it's just.
I'm just going to call him Tim.
Oh, yeah, just call him. Hey, welcome, Jason. Jason's in the chat room. Shout out to Jason. We did it. Me and Jason have been doing a study on Judas, but Jason got way more into it. He went and did all the Greek study on Judas and came up with, like, a couple-page essay on it, sent it to me. He sent it to also – he sent it to Joe and Luco in the chat room, and we all went over it. Very scholarly work. I mean, he did his research, and it just straight from the Greek to try to detect what really went on with Judas, and it was quite amazing. So I think we got out of the chat room, what, like 1 o'clock again, 1:45 again? And,
yeah, around
thanks
there.
Again. Yeah. What did you think of his study on Judas? It was pretty cool, huh, Joe?
Honestly, it's like it showed a lot of things that, like, people overlook just because it's kind of habitual. Everybody just assumes that Judas was just, like, some evil dude, you know? But, like, he proved that wrong with Scripture, you know? So I just thought that was cool. Because everybody messes up. And he made the examples, like, even Peter denied Christ, you know? And, you know, God obviously forgave Peter and everything, so.
Right. Welcome, Rhea, to the chat room. I know she's having a better day. Oh, boy. We stayed in chat. She, you know, we thought we were there to cheer her up, but she was making us laugh. It was funny. Last night in chat, what we were doing is everybody was sharing videos, and it was really great. We'd watch one. Joe would send one and, you know, like put the link in chat, and we were watching snowboarding because Joe's a snowboarder. He's been snowboarding from 17 to 37. So he does that stuff where you jump out of helicopters, and it's really cool. So, and then Tana was posting videos of her work, you know, where she does, and she dresses up in Hollywood and does all that. And we were, and then Roman was sending funny Home Depot videos. And anyway, and you just want friends board, and you just want to hang around chat. We're there. We come in and out after the service. We're there in and out for like the next 7-8 hours, and we just pop in and hang out and share stuff. Sometimes it's light, and sometimes we actually, you know, we get in. It's all God. Whether we're laughing or being silly or being serious, it's all God. We've had some powerful healings in the chat room and really precious prophetic words and building each other up. It's just, I can't speak enough about the fellowship. We're so blessed to have this before we go. It's just precious that we could, you know, hang out, really, because a lot of us have been isolated for what we believe. I want to welcome Tana and Leah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Tana and Leah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lisa. What up? Hey, Pat. Hey, Judy.
Hi, please.
Hi, Leah.
Whoa, Pat's here. What's up, Pat?
Oh, hi, sweeties. I was waiting for my dog to come back and get the word on her that she doesn't need any surgery or anything, you know. So I'll know that. If I click off for a few minutes, don't mind, because it means I got to pay attention to what's going here with the dog. You know, Laura's on her way home with her from the vet. She spent all day. Boy, you want to have a credit card when your dogs and cats get sick. God help you. It's over, you know, $1,000 already just for x-rays and blood work. It's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah. No, she has a credit card, a doggy credit card, but still. Whoa.
Hey, I need some prayers, please.
Yeah, let's pray for Pat. Just pray for complete healing.
Coco, yeah. She's
let's
so
let's
sweet.
All pray. You know what? Coco. Is that the one always barking in the background, Coco?
One of them, yeah. Well, no, the big barking is the Currhound. That's Gizmo. But Coco's a rescue dog. She's a mutt. We don't know what she is, but she's cute as can be, and she has a personality. The veterinarian place said she is the sweetest dog they've ever had, and the one girl said she's thinking about her all the time. She says they've never seen a dog who was in such pain be so sweet and wag her tail anyway. I mean, unconditional love, this dog. And you know, but we got summonses for, yeah, because she got, her leash was too long, and my daughter didn't realize it, and she went out and got hit by the town truck, one of the town workers, so it's, we'll deal with it, you know, it's just, we don't go till May 8th, it's May 7th to the court, hello, we won't be here, they can wait for us to show up.
I want to welcome Gemma to the chat room and also Kenneth Laughlin and who else popped in. Don't think we don't see you. Everyone coming here makes this a great place to be. Oh, and Alana's in the chat room. Hi, Alana. I'm going to be exposing Alana today. It's going to be great. She sent me another amazing, this is probably by far one of the most beautiful, well, they're all good, but it's a really good email she gave me. Let's pray for Coco. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, Coco. We love you, Coco, and Jesus loves you. And we just declare complete healing to Coco. And you love our animals, Lord. You healed our little bubbies when he was supposed to die twice. And you used the vet. But so, God, we just declare your healing touch over Coco, that if there's any pain in his body, that it would just be gone. He's such a sweet little reflection of heaven and of you, Lord. And so we just declare as a church and agree together that Coco would be healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, she'll be here hopefully in about 20 minutes. So if I disappear, it's just because of that, but I'll get back on later.
Yeah, honey.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
I want to welcome Stacy to the chat room and Gemma. I already said you, but Gemma's being extra funny lately. I don't know what's gone on with her. She's just extra funny. She must be extra happy.
She's extra shady.
Oh yeah, extra shady. Because she tried to cuss in the chat room and it censors you, so she got all mad. She's definitely shady. So you guys, there's a lot to talk about today. God's doing a lot of cool things. Is anyone on the line burning to share anything? Because I have a cool thing to share, but is anyone on the line wanting to share?
I have a cool thing.
Okay.
Okay. I already told people in chat last night, but it's kind of just a minor thing, but it's one of those things that's just like, oh, that's cool. But like last night at work, I was talking to this lady that I work with and everything, and like I mentioned, you know, like, the faith and all that, and then I asked her, and then she's like, oh, I'm a Christian too, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so I got to talk to her a little bit, and then last night after work, I went to McDonald's, and I gave them my card, and apparently there were some issues with my card, and they're like, oh, you could just take the food. It's okay. And I was like, oh, really? So I got like a 20-piece chicken nugget meal for free.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty awesome.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
I don't want you guys. I just think that God gave me, you know, free dinner because I, you know, stepped out. So.
Sounds good to me. I agree with that, Luca.
We'll go with you.
Because there's no coincidences, so.
Yeah, right. There never is.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's my cool story. All right, someone else can go.
No, I'll just read the eye later on. Yeah.
Okay, I don't have a cool story, but I just got done with an audition for a Value City commercial, so you can pray that I book it. It would be great to know I booked it, even though I won't be here to film it, you know? That would be great.
What if they, like, give you, like, a contract for, like, $6 million, and then you just go blow it all because they're about to leave? That'd be cool.
Yeah, no, exactly. I have more treasures in heaven than I could ever want on earth.
I know, dude. You could use that money. We could all buy a mansion and go move there. It'd be awesome.
We agree, Tana. You get the role. Get the audition.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. It's fun. It's going to be fun.
Yes,
like I said, I won't be
here
to film it, but... God, did you?
Yeah, we hope you're not. We hope you're not. But, Lord, we just thank you for where you have Tana and just bless her and let her flourish and thrive and just bless her as she does what she does until you get here. We love you so much, Lord. We love Tana. We love you, Tana. You're just amazing. I saw your videos. Tana has a Miss Storytime with Tana YouTube channel. I posted it to my likes. You can see what she does, you guys. You can see what she does. We just have so many great people at this RCC Fellowship. So I posted her videos to my likes. Just awesome. Oh, my gosh. The video last night that you posted was so great. She dances, you guys. She's a dancer. And we have so much talent. People. We have Joe, our official snowboarder, who jumps out of helicopters. You know, I mean, we got we have Luca with his musical, amazing talent. And everyone here is just amazing. John Doe, welcome to the chat room. We're so glad you're here, John Doe. John Doe, he's not shady, though. Well, yeah, he's shady because if you call yourself John Doe.
No, he's shady because we don't know anything about him.
True.
We like him. We like John Doe.
Bell!
We love him.
I didn't see Bell, you haven't been in here for like 2 days. Okay, you know what? I didn't see you, Bell. Does anybody want to say something to Belle, like even more scandalous?
I love you, Belle.
We love you, Belle.
Love you, Belle.
Love you, Belle. Even though you're difficult,
you
we love you.
Yeah, I love you, Belle, even though you're, you know, completely not on board with anything. I mean, that's cool.
Exactly.
And in Jesus' name, Belle is healed. Yay, that Belle is healed in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
That
in Jesus'
healed.
Name, Belle's stubborn brain is healed.
Yes.
Okay.
And now, when is Belle going to speak in the morning time?
Make it so.
I don't know. I think he made it clear in the chat room that, you know, the reason why he hasn't been around is he's been having health issues and feeling pretty bad.
Oh,
so we love.
No. Well, in Jesus' name, we agree that Belle will heal up. In Jesus' name,
yes, we
command
agree.
Those spirits to come out of him. In Jesus' name, we have all authority and power, and they will come out of him right now in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. I agree. And yeah, he wasn't here for the healing day, so we'll have to do a healing day on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Amen. Yeah.
So I just want to say that Belle just said in the chat room, he said for Roman to go for a nude walk on the water.
I heard he told
me. I think
that.
Roman's the only other person that's somewhat excited about, you know, getting naked in heaven with me.
It's Roman.
He's the only one that ever, like, goes along with it. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm just like, okay.
You can walk on the water together.
I
like
told
that.
Him that.
Go right
I don't
ahead,
know why
up there.
Said you, don't, you got into the river with his clothes on. I was like, why'd you do that?
Is this cold?
I think in England they do. I know he must have been really cold after the shoes got wet. I was like, why'd you wear your shoes?
It's cold now. What is he doing?
He's trying to walk on water.
I know,
yeah.
But he didn't succeed, so he got all wet and cold.
I know.
Well, in his mind, he wasn't planning on not succeeding because that's because he had lots of faith, you know.
That's okay. We'll have a go at it up.
Roman,
up in
do it with your
we'll
cell phone next time. Show faith by doing it with your cell phone in your pocket.
I think he needs to dress like Peter.
I think he needs to put a gown on like Peter.
Oh, that would be funny. Oh, my gosh. And then Jesus will appear in the water and pull him out.
Yeah, there you go, Pat.
That'd be cool,
yeah,
too.
Try to walk on as fast as you can, and when you sink, Jesus will get you out and stay in there until he does.
Yeah, and when you're down there, just breathe in the water and trust that Jesus will put oxygen particles inside of it. So you'll be
wait
fine. You'll be perfectly
he'll
fine.
He'll pull you off.
Make sure you
he'll
keep it on
off.
Video so we can watch. Yeah.
And also, as another sign of good faith, wear nice big rubber boots so the water fills up so you can stay down there longer to prove your faith.
Oh, this poor guy.
All
right. We love you, Roman.
Oh.
We love
you. Guys
you
guys are making
a... Love
you,
Roman. Wet or dry, we love you.
He does have good faith, I tell you. That kid got... I chat with him on Facebook at nighttime sometimes. He's got some... I mean, I can gauge faith really good now because I learned a lot about the last couple months. And I thought I had it, but I didn't. But now I've got it. And when I talk to Tim, boy, he's got the faith. He really does. He knows what it is.
Yeah.
He's got it. Yeah.
I think Carol said that, too, that she was amazed with his faith.
Yeah. A lot of people think they have faith because they agree with it in their mind, but you got to get it down in your spirit, which means you got to say it whatever, however many times it takes to get it into your spirit to where you actually believe it. And that's the issue with a lot of things in the Bible. You think you agree with them, and you go, oh, yeah, I agree with that, but really you don't believe
do
it.
You?
Even though you think you do, you don't. You got to get it in your spirit to where it's like you know, no other negative thoughts would come up against that because you believe it so much in your spirit. You know what I mean? I always thought, oh, I believe in healing, I believe in this, I believe in that. But where I learned a lot about that, I read the healing verses throughout my day, and I'll read little things I know that I can read that will stimulate my faith. I kind of can figure out, okay, listen to this for 2 seconds, that got my faith higher, and I can kind of gauge where it's at all the time. And every day you got to renew that faith. You got to listen to something new every day. It's like, it's easy to think, well, I already have the faith, but you don't. The next morning you wake up and you got to go back and build it again. That's why it says faith comes by hearing over and over. So I've learned you just got to keep stimulating, you got to keep renewing that faith. And that's same for the rapture. If you believe in the rapture, you got to go to RCC all the time. You got to watch videos and whatever. You got to renew the faith in the rapture all the time. whatever you want to believe in life, we believe in the Bible. That's what you got to keep hearing over and over to renew that, you know.
Amen.
As George,
yeah,
Keith. As George
Michael
says, does God have faith?
Hey, Keith.
Yes, love.
Hello, love. Okay, what would you, like, say to someone who is actually, like, for whatever reason, doubting a lot, you know? What would you say to that?
Doubt is always, doubt, believe it or not, doubt is not, because you have doubt in your mind, does that mean you can walk around like saying, you know, God healed me, by Jesus Christ I'm healed, but you can still have doubt in your mind. The key with doubt is that you don't verbalize it, and you got to watch your words. The biggest thing that people don't get what they want from the Bible promises is because they curse themselves with their words and they don't realize it. You don't ever want to verbalize any of your doubts. You don't want to, because when you bring them, you know, when you talk, it's a powerful vibration. We're made of mostly water, so it affects our cells and everything, our words. So with doubt, you want to just cast it out of your mind, and you don't want to verbalize any negative talk, any, you'd be amazed how many times people curse themselves. I mean, I didn't realize I did it, but I was like saying all kinds of negative stuff against my health and everything. You know, this is never going to work, that, you know, you don't realize that. And so months ago, I started cleaning all that up, you know. So you, with doubt, you want to cast it out of your mind, and you want to verbalize something positive instead. So counteract it with your words. Like Jesus says, there's life and death in the words. You actually want to use your words to counteract your doubts and then cast those doubts out and do not verbalize them. If you really paid attention to your words all day long, you'd be surprised how many times people, like, say negative words over their own life constantly.
Right,
you know,
it's true.
It really is. It's weird.
It's very,
so weird, but
it's very powerful when you say words out loud, especially if you say, Jesus, I love you and I believe in you. Something about saying it in verbal form is very powerful. I mean, God spoke and the world was created, so your speaking is very powerful. So be careful with words. Listen, I got to go. The baby dog's here, so I'll
all
try
right,
to get on a little bit
bad.
Later, honey. Okay. Love you guys.
Love you,
okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
In a way, like, saying it out loud is like you're making the enemy recognize that they're losing, too, you know?
Yeah, just a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
180? Yeah. Okay. I'll give it to her then tomorrow. Okay, thank you so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right. Luca, that was profound in what you said, because super profound what you said, because the reality is like when you, the enemy only hears what you verbalize. So if you verbalize doubt, then he's going to hear that. If you verbalize, you know, faith, he's going to hear that. So, yeah, it's super, super profound. And everything is done by God sent his word and healed us and did everything by his word. It's a contract. It's so powerful that everything's done. He does everything with us by his word. The name of Jesus is a word that has power behind it if we use it and we have faith in it. A lot of people will use the name of Jesus and it doesn't do anything for them, and they can't figure out why, because they don't have faith in it. They don't believe it. And they go, oh, no, I believe in Jesus. In their mind they do, but not in their spirit. And that's what you got to get it in your spirit, saying it over and over and over until you actually start, like, really believing it, you know. So, yeah, totally, totally true. You want to use, the Bible says the word is a sword. It's our fighting sword. So you want to get the word out and use that sword and start fighting the enemy, you know, and then fighting all kinds of whatever's coming against you. Use the sword. Use the word, you know. But, yeah, you got it, Luco. You're getting it.
Awesome. Hey, guys, I would like us to, while we're here, let's just do a healing prayer over M. Bell, and we'll just, you know, just agree together as a church. If you're on the phone and you'd like to share, we all agree together in Jesus' name as a church. Jesus, we're so happy that you delight to bring healing to your rapture-centric church body, and we just decree and declare as a body together that M. Bell would be completely healed, and we rebuke all sickness and demonic attack on his body, and we thank you, Lord, that you are his healer. We pray right now, even as we agree as a church, that the manifestation of his healing would arise, and we love you, Bell, and we're just going to believe God for it, and you're powerful, you know, you're powerful, and I know you know that, but you just blessed us so much, and when you weren't here the last couple of days, we really missed you, but we understand your health keeps you away sometimes, so God bless you, Bell. God bless you. And, wow, a bunch of calls dropped. I don't know what happened there. Must be tech demons. Are you still there, Luco?
Hey, I'm here. Don't worry, mate. I'm here.
a bit of test demons. So you guys, oh, there's Keith. Okay, he came back. All right, you guys, so let's really lift up M. Bell. Let's do a worship song, and I'd like to dedicate this worship song to Jesus and M. Bell and for his healing. So as we're worshiping the Lord in the chat room, and let's just declare M. Bell's healing, okay, to this song. Here we go.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, I certainly know that M. Bell is blessed. That's all I know. Because as we were praying for him, I just felt the incredible blessing of the Lord on him. So
you know, we'll trust God's timing for his complete healing and we'll rejoice with him, but we're never going to give up praying for everybody at RCC that needs a healing. And we didn't just pray for M. Bell there. It's for everybody. We disagree. We disagree. And our prayers are powerful, and the Lord delights to bring healing. And we thank him for what he has manifested in Rhea. He healed her problem. He healed Joe's jaw. And we thank him for those things. And we trust him in his timing. Yes, and Bella's healed in Jesus' name. And we're just waiting. You know, he'll tell us when the manifestation of that occurs, and we'll rejoice with him as a family. Okay? So God healed me of lupus 10 years ago. The manifestation of the healing took 6 months, but then my blood was completely clear and clean, and it was a verified miracle. So God is good. Amen, church?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
you
know, amen. And I agree.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. That's awesome.
Yeah, amen. So it's always good to thank him ahead of time because we know he's coming. We just thank him ahead of time. But it gets rough, you know, when you're not feeling good. It gets rough, so you need your family to lift you up. And I hope you felt loved, Belle. I hope you know that when one hurts, we all hurt. And, I'm bummed. I'm bummed that you're not feeling well. I really am. So my heart really goes out to you, okay? So I don't know why I'm kind of about to cry, but anyway. All right, you guys, so.
We love you, Belle. We love you, Belle. And Belle will get better, you know? He will get better because we all are standing in faith and we're all in agreement. There's many ways that
Amen.
He can heal. We agree on it
you
all.
Are
we
better.
Stand in faith on it all. He's already
you
healed.
Are better
it's
now. Yes.
Yep, it's going to manifest. Manifest day by day. He will get better. And we thank the Lord for that. I think every day I pray for you, Belle, and I just thank God that he's already healed you. That's how I pray for you every day.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know that's encouraging him hearing that, you know. Or anyone on the line ever wants to just speak up and throw out love and talk, please know that this is your show. This is your church. I'm just a bouncer here, helping keep a little bit of order to the show. But, you know, this is Jesus Christ is here to encourage you. Until he gets here. And I had a really amazing experience happen last night that I'd like to share, unless anyone on the line would like to share anything.
Share, Judy.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Our sleeping is a little bit funny. So I went to bed, and I had a dream. It was a nightmare dream. And I went to my sliding glass door in the house in my dream and opened it up, and darkness came in the house. And it was dark, you guys. It was dark. I mean, it just pure evil. Like I've never, wow. It was really bad. And then it came. So I opened my sliding glass door in the dream and was shocked when I opened my door. And the darkness just, it came in. And it was just, there was no way I could have kept it out. I was innocently in my dream opening my door to go outside and get something, and then that darkness came in. And I don't know what happened after that. And then in my dream, I went to bed. And in my dream, that darkness attacked me. And when it attacked me, and then I woke up. But when I woke up, I could feel. It was like I was partly awake during it because that's how I had to wake up because it was on me. And the Lord really let me feel what's going to come, you guys. It wasn't scary at all. So just so you know, I mean, it was scary. He let me feel the complete dread and evil that's about to come on this earth and manifest itself during the great tribulation time that's upon us. And it's just, you guys, this is why the Lord, I mean, He really doesn't want people to be here for this, okay? It's going to be horrible. People are going to be terrified because the feeling that he allowed me to feel was complete terror. It was complete terror. And, you know, of course I woke up and then I got, the Lord took it off. But even when I was awake, he let me feel it, like choking me kind of. That's how, but it was choking me from behind. And then, you know, I'm not afraid of the devil or anything. So then when I woke up, the Lord was giving me understanding of what that meant. And then you guys know that God shakes my bed. He's been doing it, 139 days now? Where are we at? How many days have we been doing this? Anyway, weeks into God falling, after God fell on my son, he started shaking my bed during the night, and it would wake me up, and he was just letting me know, you know, prophetically, what he told me is that this is the shaking that's about to come. And so I just let him shake my bed. I've gotten so used to it. I used to get excited because I thought that the rapture was going to happen when it was shaking. It was so incredible. But because he does it so much, I just go back to sleep when it happens. But I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. I know what he's telling me. He's saying, I'm coming. And he's flirting with me. Okay, so I love the shaking. It's just that he does it so much that it's kind of like when someone gives you flowers every day. You're so grateful and appreciative and you love it, but it's just part of your life. So, but anyway, why I bring up the shaking is because right after I woke up, the Lord shook my bed. You guys still hearing me or did I lose you?
No, you're here.
I'm sorry. Radio is so awkward, you guys, because it's like you're sitting here. I'm in my living room talking the wall. And if someone would just say something every now and then, it would help me. It's just, it's weird. I can see why people don't call in. It's just, it's like you feel like you're on a monologue, you know, you're just
okay,
like talking
love,
to yourself.
Okay, love, keep going. We're listening,
okay,
sir. Keep going.
Thank you. So then the shaking after I woke up was incredibly, the strongest shaking he has ever done on my bed. And it was very intense. And I knew what he was saying. He was saying, "It's here. It's coming." So this was by far. He's been shaking my bed the hardest shake, and he let it continue for a while. And I almost was just tempted to go get a video camera to like, because I know Katie's so excited. She always wishes her bed would shake, and everyone thinks it's so cool. So I thought maybe I can just go get the iPad and record the shaking.
That'd be cool.
But I was super duper tired, so I didn't do it. But it's weird because when I look, it's weird. I can feel the shaking, but the bed's not really shaking as much as I can feel it. So it's definitely supernatural because the way it's shaking, the bed should be, when I physically look at it, it should be moving hard. But it's not. It is moving, but not like it is when I'm feeling it. So
hey,
anyway. Yes, my dear.
Like years ago, I wasn't even really following God at this point. I think I was just kind of like early stages of high school, I think, but I woke up in the middle of the night in my bed. Like, you know, like how some beds they have like, they're like vibrating beds. It kind of just like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It was like a really light kind of shaking, but like I woke up in the middle of the night and I felt like my bed doing this kind of like, it felt like the whole bed was like a giant vibrator, you know?
Wow.
I was like, this is really weird. And I even sat up and everything. Like, I was, like, making sure I was awake, and my bed was just, like, vibrating. Now, and I was like, this is really weird. And I was like, okay. And I didn't feel any fear at all, and I just lay back down and went back to sleep. But, so I guess in a way I've had a weird bed experience. It's just I didn't really know it was God at the time. I just thought it was just weird. But I wasn't scared for some reason, you know?
Right. Yep. Yeah. That's so cool. And Raina in the chat room, let me look. No, I wasn't. I was trying to focus on what I was doing. Because if I look in the chat room when I'm talking about stuff sometimes, I get so sidetracked because you guys are so funny in the chat room. It's just like, but people in the chat room are saying, I've had a dream like that. And Luca, that's happened to him. Let's see. Stacy said, okay, wait. So what should I read? Let's see. Basically, Raina, as her bed was shaking the last two nights.
Wow.
She felt like she was holding her breath, and then she saw some darkness, and the light went out, and the darkness was so bad. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Stacy.
Oh.
It felt like it was overpowering me, and I couldn't breathe. That's right. That's perfect, Stacy. That's how it's a really heavy darkness, you guys. It's coming to the land. So why I'm sharing this with you is because the Lord gave me instant understanding. You know, instantly I knew what all this meant. And I just want to encourage you, when the Lord gives you an experience, don't run to five different people. He'll tell you that's why he's talking to you. It's your experience. I've learned this by experience, you guys. Remember, I'm an old jackass, 28 years here. I really want to encourage people to share. Please share your stuff. But don't go to others for your answers first. Give God the benefit of the doubt. If he gives you the experience, ask him to fill you in on it, and he will, trust me, even if it's a week later. He's done that to me before because I've learned the hard way to not get interpretations from other people, because if God's speaking to me, then it's for me. It's not to hear someone else's 10 different points on what my dream is, okay? Because I that's just how I am personally. So sometimes I've had to wait 2 years. 2 years later, he told me what it meant. True story. But anyway, long story short.
Now nobody's going to call him a dream interpretation anymore.
No.
Sorry,
no, that's
Keith.
No.
Judy tells him not to call him anymore.
No, Keith, I'm glad you said that because actually this is what I'm. This is my full point, is that go to God first, okay, and let him be the one that speaks to you about the experience that he gave you. He's jealous for you, and he gives it to you because it's for you and him. Okay, but he gives giftings within the body. So this is where Keith ties in. So I want to finish what I'm saying because so God did that for me, and I'm going to explain to you exactly what it meant. It's pretty obvious, but I'll finish it up. But now, after I get what God did and he explains it to me, then I love to go to other people like Keith and different people who really love this stuff, and I like to say, what do you think this means, and share, because, see, I already know what it means now because God showed me, but I like to just discuss things because God brings more understanding. So, and if God himself told me, Judy, I want you to go to so-and-so, they're going to tell you what this means, then I definitely would. So we all, does that make sense, Keith? It's not negating your gift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and also, this is a really important thing, too, because I've had a dream, and I've gotten, like, quite a few different interpretations for one dream, you know? Like, God can put, like, several messages, you know? So he can show you one, and you have a buddy show you another message in the dream, you know? And, like, that's another thing. Like, you can go to God, and then you can even get more on top of it from other people, you know? So, like, I always enjoy talking about dreams just for that reason, you know?
Luca, we're not talking about sexual dreams. We're just talking about regular dreams.
I'm not talking about sexual dreams.
I'm teasing you. No, he set himself up for that one.
He really did. He did.
Yeah, I like to go talk to people because I get multiple messages and sexual dreams.
Yeah, with Judy, I agree. The thing is, with your dream, what I got, the only thing the Lord showed me about your dream, Judy, was that when you opened the screen door or, like, whatever, the sliding glass door, he was telling me that the reason why you were able to open it and close it because he gave you the option. He told me you have this special gift about, you know, being able to not be afraid of the enemy, because a lot of people aren't necessarily or like that, you know. But he said he's given you that faith and stuff to where you have total control and you can shut the screen door or you can open it or shut it and just close that darkness right out. And that's why he said it was just totally was this optional thing where you had to open it to let the darkness in, because otherwise God was protecting you through the screen door because you could have simply kept it shut.
Okay, yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Anyway, yeah, so Stacy in the chat room just private messaged me and said she would like Keith to help her with some of her dreams. So can you go ahead and give her your email or something, Keith?
Yeah, it's just like the stock market, the stock trader boy, STOCK, trader, TRADER, boy, BOY, at yahoo.com, stock trader boy at yahoo.com. I'd love to help you. Just send the dreams. And what I do is I just read the dream and then I ask God to tell me what it is, and then he tells me. And it usually has nothing to do with what I think. It's always surprising to me as well. So, definitely would love to help you with that.
I just got home, so I'll type it in chat.
I'm sorry, what? Did you say something?
I said I just got home, so I'll type his email in chat, too.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, so anyway... So I wanted to get back to this experience, and I want to share with you guys what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I'm sitting here in the middle of the night. He shows me the evil that's coming. So here's what he's saying. We are here, you guys. We are here, and we won't be here for this type of evil. But again, what he was showing me is that we're here. We're at the door. We already know we are, but it's the imminency of it. He wanted to just wake me up one more time and share it with you guys. That this is it. This darkness is going to come in like a flood. It's going to happen right after the worldwide rapture, okay? So what's going to happen is, here's the order of events. The translation occurs. We go. And then, you know, days later is the worldwide rapture, and then the 3 days of darkness. So what he allowed me to feel was how evil it's going to be. That's the evil. So Stacy's felt it in her dreams. Probably many of you have felt it, but it's not like an evil the world has ever felt before, you guys. This is why the Lord cries. This is why he's allowed me to share his tears. He does not delight in doing this. This kind of horror that's going to fall on people was the horror that I felt last night, okay? And it gives me a whole new dose of God's heart for what's about. It's a very short time in history. It's very, continue. You're leaving, okay? Continue to lift people up and comfort Jesus. Comfort him because, you know, people think that he's going to have fun when this stuff happens. And he's told me he doesn't want one person to be here. He wants everyone at the feet. But he can't control that. He really can't. He's God, but he cannot make a personal choice. So this type of evil that's about to come when we leave, it's the 3 days of spiritual darkness. It's going to be just what he left me in my dream. You guys, it's horrible. It's sheer horror. I mean, your kids are missing. There's no light in the world. We're gone. It's for 3 full days. But, you know, I just wanted to just bring that up, that the Lord allowed that to happen to me so I could share that with you and encourage you that, yes, we are at the door. We're leaving. Our time has come, and God's shaking things up. It's exciting. I was really excited to get that dream. Trust me, I don't like scary dreams, but if it's the Lord, then I love it, you know. So he took the horror away pretty fast, but it was yuck. It was yuck. I mean, it was horrible, but, you know, he's good. He takes it away, and he's just sending another warning, and he's also wanting us to continue until the day approaches, until we actually leave, to continue to stay close to his heart, okay? Stay so close to his heart. Just stay close to his heart. Don't do anything, but stay close to Jesus Christ's heart, because be there for him. Because that's the sense that I got. Will you sit here with me in this? Because he's about to do this to the entire planet. He has to. He has no choice. It's time. And be there for Jesus. And I what he told me about RCC is that we make him strong. We encourage him to do what he needs to do. This tribulation needs to start. Whether it's the trib or the great trib, it's going to be starting. And we're helping him bring more people into this feast, and he appreciates what we're doing. And the way that we're helping Jesus get people to this wedding feast is we love him, his appearing, and we love one another. And the love that's in this church, and when Keith is always saying I love you," and Tana's on the line always saying "I love you," and you guys, this isn't small stuff. This is huge, and we're getting people in the, because when this body disappears, this rapture-centric church body disappears, people are going to know that have been sort of skeptical. And they'll have days, because we've already let them know that they'll have days to get it right. And God, that's what God wants them to do. He wants them to get it right so he can take them in the worldwide rapture. And, you know, all they have to do when they see us disappear is, you know, oh, man, they were right. Okay, Lord, I receive you. And just get real with God, you know, and you'll be going in the worldwide rapture. So it's exciting. We're helping him. And it's sobering, you guys. It's sobering. It's sobering because the darkness that's coming, I don't Jesus want anyone to suffer through it, you guys. That's why I feel his heart right now, even on me. Like, he is a really sweet God. God is very wonderful. He's not willing that – he doesn't want anyone to perish, number one. But number two, he doesn't even want them to be here for the trib. He aches. He aches for it, okay? And I don't want anyone, not my worst enemy. I don't want anyone to feel that darkness that he allowed me to feel last night. It was all permeating. It was horror. It was horrible. Horrible. Anyway, enough said. We love you, Lord. You guys still there, or did I get hung up on?
Can I start over there?
Hello?
I'm here. I hear you. Amen, sister. Amen, sister.
Amen. And then the other thing I wanted to share. Yeah, go ahead, sweetie. Go.
I just want to say something real quick. Christine, I helped her open her gifts the other day. Well, I didn't really need to do anything because she's got some pretty darn powerful gifts, and she just needed a little encouragement. But she's just awesome. Like, we've been chatting. She's totally awesome. she really does have some pretty major gifts from God, so she's going to start using them. But she got a word on me, so I wanted to read it. It's like 2 seconds long.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was so touched in my heart. It was beautiful from the Lord. Okay, this is what it says. It says, Keith is solid. His afflictions will gain him a better resurrection with a greater glory. His gift of insight restores belief in me as well as themselves to those of whom he encounters. He stirs up the gifts within my children. Not a moment passes that my mercies are not with my son. He will know no pain nor suffering soon enough. He has compassion for people that knows no bounds, and it pleases him to help others learn more how to communicate with me. He is a shepherd. I grant him my peace through these trials that will about to stop, basically. He leads and follows well, and God says that he is pleased with me, his son. The great I Am is overjoyed to welcome you home soon.
Wow, very cool.
I know.
Oh, that's wonderful. Christine, if you're out there, call in. We just love you. That's such a cool word. Hallelujah.
She's awesome.
Love you, Christine.
Love you, Christine.
Yeah, Christine and the kids.
She was on the morning show with Dustin. She was on the morning show most of the time with Dustin today. That was awesome.
Oh, this morning time she was?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually didn't have a chance to listen to the morning show yet, so I'll look forward to that. I want to welcome Deborah Somerset to the chat room. We're so glad you're here. Everyone jump on her with some love.
Hey, Deborah.
So, church, let's do some worship, guys. Let's do our thing where we worship. Pretend like we're in a church building and we're loving on the Lord together. Don't, use this time to walk away and go to the bathroom and stuff. This is serious. We're worshiping as a church. Luco, did you have a request? I was going to play a worship song.
70 songs.
I don't know.
Luco says a 70 song.
I know.
Pat Benatar is a 70 song. Pat Benatar.
That's an 80 song.
80.
But
okay,
it still works
right.
For me. I don't care.
You guys forced me, but I think we're out of here today, so I'm going to have to do the final countdown. I wish Pat was here to cry for us. Can you? Can someone cry? Pat's not here. Who can do that for me?
We pass the Kleenex to you, Pat, and all of you crying out there.
I just want to remind people so much.
Okay, okay, we're done crying now. Man up, people.
We're not mocking at all. It's just, I'm not kidding, like, you know, when the anointing comes strong, but you guys, actually, when you guys face cried, I laughed so hard I had to mute my phone, okay?
Oh.
We love you, Pat. We miss your
Pat.
No, but Pat's really kind of crying. It's like she, like, talks while she cries. She's like,
it's
so emotional. It's just all in my
Pat cries.
Yeah, that's
what Pat cries a lot. Pat's one of those people that just kind of cries throughout the day on and off. And because she's got all that emotion
awesome.
In her all the time. She's got
that's
all that emotion
awesome.
In her. So it over, it's like an
you,
overflowing fountain. It's a, yeah, the fountain's overflowing
and
all the time.
Don't ever change. Don't ever change, Pat. We love you. We love your crying and your passion.
We love
it when you cry, Pat. We like making you cry.
I know. We'll get Luca to cry. We love
that. That was, you know, like when I cry, like everybody started crying at once. It was so funny. I'm going to listen to that in the archives. Oh, God. I mean,
like,
it was like.
If he doesn't get here soon, I'm really going to cry.
I know. It's on me. Well, Judy said, according to her dream, he was going to be here today, so we're counting on her.
Well, yeah,
it's today.
And
it
I'm telling you, it's 5 days until the 15th, and Luco has already ordered the cyanide pills online.
You're arriving on the 16th. I got them from
Kool-Aid.
The Asian black market.
And Tana will bring the Kool-Aid, and we'll take it together.
Yeah, we'll take down the pill. We won't chew the pill. We'll just swallow it with the Kool-Aid. I'll take 6 pills just to make sure to get it all nice and good in there, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
I believe it's soon. That tribulation is soon. It really is. I feel the urgency. I see when I look into the spirit realm, I feel the incredible urgency. I've never seen the evil in the world so intense because I can always look over the bride to see how strong it is, and I've never seen it so intense. Like, it's way, way beyond what it was like 6 months ago when I thought it was really strong. So I believe the tribulation, we are at the door of it, about ready to be here. We're ready to go.
We should, like, I wish there's, like, spiritual realm goggles or something. That'd be cool.
I know, that would be cool.
Be like,
a super
yeah, watch out, don't go over there. There's, like, 600 demons waiting for you. It's like, oh, thanks, man.
You can see that. You don't need goggles, right?
I know. Luca's got it, Tana. I've been trying to help him with it. He's already got that, Jeff.
I know, but, like, yeah,
like
I guess.
Me,
well, it's
yeah.
just, like, it'd be fun to have goggles where you just see it, like, 100%, you know?
When
just, like, all the time.
They're going to see it. Like,
yeah.
In tribulation, they'll see it like that for sure.
You
for
can
sure.
pass them over to me, like, here, put these goggles on. See what I'm seeing.
You, like, look at, yeah, but you, like, put the goggles on. You, like, look at some dude. There's, like, 30 demons, like, all, like, latched on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, that's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of awkward.
Hey.
They're, like, giving him, like, a piggyback ride.
You know, I am Jim at Acts 2:17 now. Our brother, it's hard for him to call
Did
in.
Did he call
the,
in?
Yeah, he
oh,
has called in before.
No,
yeah,
I mean, like, I was wondering if you were just calling in now, but then I realized you're just reading his words. That's cool, too.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say, Judy?
Anyway, he made a video, Acts 2:17 now. He's part of RCC, a wonderful guy. He's the one that makes those funny devil bacon videos, and God gives him amazing, incredible. I post all of his videos to my likes. Anyway, he listens to RCC in the archives. He's just real busy with work, and he's got a family, but he's a part of us 100%. Anyway, he got a beautiful word from God today. I go ahead and read it. Here it goes.
Yes.
His words are, by the way, if you want to see the word, just click on his video, and you can just, it's wonderful. Okay, so his words are just, you just can't make this stuff up. Okay, here it goes. I am the God of mystery. You love mystery. Mystery is not confusion. Mystery is surprise. Oh, see, I'm loving this. I am the God of surprises. In no way do I ever complete my works. without leaving the proud-hearted in shock and the humble-hearted in delight. Follow me on this path. The path is only narrow to those who wish that a freeway would replace my simple dirt trail. You can see it, but do you like it? How will you be surprised when you can see nothing but open space in every direction? But walking down my little path with the forest surrounding it, with thick woods that teem with all sorts of life, things will appear that will amaze you. Sometimes things will appear that test your courage, but don't be afraid. I'm hiking this trail with you. Some people like to soar above my path like a bird to keep an eye on us. But the woods are thick, friend, and they can't see what they want to see. My invitation to join me in our little walk on my trail has been sent, but they choose to bat down my carrier pigeons and run over my beautiful flowers. You guys know that's us, right? Thus, they do not see what they wish they could see, and they do not know what they wish they could know. Come walk with me. Bring nothing with you but your love. Are you going to be the overzealous guy who shows up with a backpack and a tent? You make me laugh, little one. I like your spirit, and I like your individuality. Come to me as you are, or don't. You're still welcome. Relax, and I'll show you that you can be yourself around me. I'm not judging you. Don't believe that I am. Don't think judgment is what I'm about. Judgment is for later. Right now is for loving and learning. We are writing the story every day. The best stories are mysteries. How will this mystery end? Am I the only one that just thinks that's the most amazing word?
Oh, man, that's amazing. That's a great message from God. I hope he shares his future stuff with us, too, because I really love that. That was so special and wonderful.
Yeah. No, he does. Every time he gets a word, he posts it on his video. So if you haven't subscribed to Acts 217 now, you can find him at the Kitty channel and subscribe to him. He's wonderful. Brother Jim, he tries to call in when he can. He's a behind-the-scenes kind of guy, though. He's not real comfortable talking on the air. You know what? Heck, I'm not either. I'm sitting here looking at a white wall. But anyway, I want to welcome Ollie Bill. Ollie Bill's in the chat room.
Hey, Bill.
We love you, Ollie. He must have just gotten off work or something. Bill's amazing. He's the one that plays the flute for us.
I know.
So,
we love that. We love that music.
Yeah,
love it.
Let's do some flute music. Let's do communion and then some flute and then carry on. Who would like to do communion? We've got Joe, Keith, Tana, and Luco and Leah on the line. Anyone like to volunteer to do communion?
Tana's anointed to do it, so.
That's what Keith tells me. I'm anointed to do communion, so I guess I better do it. Elements ready, and let's do communion. All right, first of all, we just want to thank you, Jesus, for allowing your body to take on all of our sickness, disease, infirmities, and poverty and oppression. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your bloodshed has washed away all our sins, all our transgressions and iniquities. And so the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Everyone take your representation of Jesus' body and break it, and then let's eat. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Does everyone take your cup? A big representation of Jesus' blood. So whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you for your sacrifice for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Jesus, restore us, like Rhea saying in the chat room, Lord, restore, renew us, strengthen us, fill us up. And Bill said he had a vision of a donkey sitting cross-legged in the woods, meditating beside the stream.
Okay.
See, why we miss you, Bill. I mean, you just, Bill. I love Bell. Bell's
I love
a dumb
Bell.
Bell.
Too.
He's a love
bell.
He is a love bell. I think it's so cute about him. He's grumpy, but he's still so loving. You know, he's a great
I
guy.
I know. That's
right?
Why they named him Bell, because in class, when he was in school, he was so smart, but they put that cone on his head. And he wore it on his head all the time. They called him Bell.
Put like a lampshade on him?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. He's special. He was a special student.
I'm going to read an email from Alana, my lovely Alana. She's so precious to me. Alana, she doesn't know. Might be kind of creepy, but she's one of my best friends. I consider her one of my best friends, but she doesn't know that. Because, like, all we do is write each other, but it's just like she writes me all these letters. They're amazing, and the timing of them usually puts me to sleep. Okay, because it's like the last thing I read before I getting up, and she sends them when I'm going to bed. Okay, so she got this word yesterday while we were talking about Keith was sharing, which I hope he shares every show, about how RCC is a train, and some get off and some stay on the train, and anyway, here she goes. She goes, how else, she said, somebody has to bother you. So basically she's saying, God's always going to allow somebody in your life to bother. Okay, you guys, it's not that we're trying to get rid of the people that bother us. God allows people to bother you for a purpose, okay? It's just to strengthen your love walk. It's to know God better when people bug you. But anyway, here she goes. I'm going to read it. How else would we start the science of love? And you getting it. So so when I started writing this, you were getting into kind of a blessed diversity thing, and this is how it hit me. You're going to have to search your own heart on this, but if you can, let me know somehow if I say anything in my spirit that troubles anyone. I will listen with appreciation, and I will search my heart and will appreciate the criticism because it lets me see something I might want to change or haven't seen yet. I will ask God. He will speak the truth on it, and the truth will have to be that truth. If I heard something about myself that moved me in a direction I needed to go in, they did me a blessing. If God tells me I'm right on, I have confirmation and open my heart to him. There's something in it for everyone. Because we talked about how we might disagree on at RCC, but we still love. So that's what this is what she why she wrote this. She goes, so I'm writing this during the show. So you start this calling out people. Okay. I don't have to put everything she says because I told you she's shady. I can't read everything she says. Okay. So anyway, she said during the show and after we were talking about why. You know, basically Keith was sharing that we don't all have to agree, but we're all here together. We don't all believe everything everyone believes and blah, blah, blah. But I have people, like, telling you that they're going to leave this place because they don't like what's said on the air. And it's like, I don't control it. I'm not God. So go ahead and leave. Anyway, so here's what God showed her.
Amen.
Jesus is who I am, an old stone, an ancient stone that the builder rejected. I am remembering past lives and typing freehand. It goes back further than I can remember. Samaria was not the beginning, more ancient, when the earth was young. I came because he called. What could I do but come? He is. I knew much. But true love, the science of love, I knew not. Come with me, my darling. Come with me, my true love. I adore you. I love you just as you are, my sweetness, my glory, my bride, my gently powerful one, one that begins to hear the flute of love, the flavor of love, the gentle breeze of love. You must sleep, my darling, and pray for the salvation of all, my darling, for the salvation of all. My love, my love, my love, my love, my love, rest. So that's what he spoke to her. I think it's for all of us. And specifically, he was speaking it to her, but she was just deeply moved by what we discussed yesterday, that, you know, people are leaving RCC and they're wanting everyone to agree, but they don't understand that Jesus Christ is running this church, and, you know, he doesn't kick people out. I mean, at least that I know of, you know, but people are and so anyway, that, she wrote that in response to that. Basically, what she was saying, if I ever say anything on the air and it bothers somebody, she goes, I don't mind hearing about it, because if I'm wrong, or if I hurt them, I want to tell them that wasn't my intention, you know. This is beautiful. Anyway, thank you, Alana, for letting me share all your stuff. There's more. She's shady, you guys. I can't tell you all the stuff she sends me. This lady, you know, she's deep. She's my her bae and her, they go deep. But she's not being a rapture reader, because usually she's in the chat room and on the phone, so she doesn't get her sticker, Luco. No sticker, okay? Don't give Alana a sticker today.
I like her.
Oh, I get a sticker. Yay, I get a sticker now.
The thing is, Judy, with, like, what I got about that is, like, you know, most of the time, like, I think the reason why a lot of people, or not a lot of people, but, I mean, the few people that say that they don't like what they hear and they might leave, blah, 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 the reason why they're saying that is because most groups, most radio shows, most groups you belong to, they're all, like, very strict, you know, sort of like, this person, we can only talk about this, and that's it. But the thing is, Jesus is the pastor, so people that can't be on RCC because they don't like what's being talked about that particular day and they want to leave for life, then they probably would not enjoy being around Jesus when he was alive, because he was talking to the hookers, the tax collectors, and all the people that were the shady people of that day. He hung out with them. He had dinner with them. So they probably wouldn't have enjoyed being around Jesus during that day. Because Jesus is our pastor today, he's running the show. So we're going by, we're not making up the rules. We're just doing whatever he wants. So if they don't like it, they got to take it up to him, because he's the boss. We're going with the program. And, yeah, it will stretch people a little bit. It stretches all of us to, we have to listen to different things, because we've got a collective group of different people coming together. But, you know, that's what Jesus wants. He wants us to be around different people with different backgrounds, blah, 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 but all in love, you know, just really encouraging each other. We're on the rapture train. We're headed out. That's what we're all about, you know. So if they don't like it, just take it to Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Complain to the pastor. Because people think that somebody here has control. Like, this isn't my church. This is all of us, you know. And if more people called in, you know, they would own what Jesus is doing here. But that's okay. It's fine. This is where we're at, and he's coming. And this is exciting to wait for him together for 4 hours a day and then stay in chat if you want more. He's coming. I believe it's today. Some people think it's on the 15th. My little nephew thinks it's April 28th because God told him that back in December. He's 13. My son believes it's today. You know, some people are getting dates in addition to today, and it's just exciting living like this. And but it's not for everybody, you know, because we joke around that we're retards and all that, but really this is not for the faint of faith or the faint of heart. Actually, people in this church are actually very strong thinkers, because why would you be, you know, only a person with a really strong sense of who they are would even hang around, because you're not hanging around here for intellectual reasons. You're hanging around here for faith. But yet there's a lot of...
Yep.
but we have a lot of intellectual discourse. We do, actually, even in the humor. But the thing is we are putting Christ first. And faith sometimes looks like the opposite of intelligence, but it really isn't, you guys. Listen, I don't care what anyone thinks of me. I really don't. But I asked the Lord why. I'm still paying on my student loans. I went through years of college. He would never let me leave school ever. So degree after degree after this, credential after that. And I never really wanted to do that. And I'm still paying on my student loans. And when this happened to my son, my first question to God was, why have you made me, if it was all going to come down to this, go to school for stuff? Because that was the one thing I didn't want to do, but God kept making me continue to, because at the end of your life, I was going to make a complete jackass out of you, and I wanted to give you some credibility.
That's what he told me.
That's funny.
Because, really, I was mad about it the whole time, and I just wanted to be in Africa in a jungle preaching, you know, but God just never, he let me do things like that, but he made sure. But the thing is, you guys, I worship God with my mind too, okay? But when we joke about lobotomies, I'm actually not joking because nothing I ever learned helped me. All of my knowledge, that said, God, why did you make me do all this? None of this helped, none of it. And he was like, I thought that was a funny answer, you know, because, listen, letting God take your brain and glorify it like Bell has done, which I really appreciate. God told me about Bell. He said, Bell has a glorified noodle. He's allowed me to do that. It's not hard for Bell. People that have a ton of schooling and a ton of studies, it's actually harder for them.
Oh, yeah.
Not always. But not Einstein knew. Einstein was a genius, and he was like, it wasn't harder for him. He was like, all of my studies make me conclude that there is a God. But still, you know, God wires us all different. Some of us, you know, so because he makes everyone's brain different, we don't criticize each other. We embrace, he's the one that made you like that. So you should ask for answers. But the thing about Bell is that as much as he has studied and he knows, he is glorified because he believes like a little child. And that's hard for people who have studied like he has for so long. Okay, that's why I really respect him, because I know him even hanging around here is pure faith. And I respect pure faith. So who's James91 in the chat room? Welcome, James. Wanted to welcome James. I'd never seen him here. So I don't know.
Like,
whenever I see a new person, I feel like playing telephone on him. You guys want to sing a worship song and then play telephone on James? I don't know. Anybody?
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah,
huh?
Sure. Yeah, get him. If he's there, if he can say something in the chat room, we can do it. You know, ask him if he wants to do that.
Okay. Somebody in the chat room asked James if he wants us to play telephone on him and just tell him all it is. James, if you're listening, all it is we just ask God what he's thinking about you, because we're really glad you're here and we want to bless you. So if you want us to play, say yes. If you don't, say no. Okay.
I'd just like to get feedback on them so we kind of know. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll just give him some time. So.
Hey, Judy.
Yeah.
We should play the Hell of the Devil again, because it's just such a good song.
I know.
Hey.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's play. Oh, hi, Pat. She's back.
I'm back, honey. Yeah, she's just resting. We're just watching her. So it's just day by day. She can't move around,
okay,
or she could end up with surgery. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's brighter tonight, so we'll just watch her.
Okay.
Gotta keep her for 6 weeks.
Luca was making fun of you, Pat, but we stopped him, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I did say I enjoy making Pat cry, or at least contributing to her tears.
Okay. He was making fun of you, but we, Judy and I, stood up for you though, Pat, just so you know.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're gonna get a spanking, young man.
Uh-oh,
look out for Mama Pat. She's spanked. No. I'll give you a hug instead.
I got
and say I forgive
Pat,
you.
I got him back. I got Luca back really good on one of his sexual dreams he was trying to share on the radio. I stopped that.
I didn't.
So fast. I stopped that. Pat, we got him back.
I don't remember having a sexual dream.
He was trying to
There's
share on the radio.
Wrong with
Could
that.
You imagine?
That's
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm
God's
just saying.
Plan.
I'm
no,
looking,
it's just.
Pat,
referring
to
a sexual dream.
I mean,
everybody probably
Jesus
has stuff like that. Sure.
Yeah,
if you're
in
Jesus,
yeah,
don't worry about a thing.
Daddy wanted to know.
Gosh, everyone did. Who could you date, Keith? Now they all think I actually was talking about a sexual dream. I mean,
Luca did not really have one, Kat. Luca did not really have one. Keith is teasing him.
Daddy wanted me to give interpretation for the dream. It was a little weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was weird.
Keith,
that
was
a little
weird.
What
does this mean?
That would be weird.
What does this mean, Keith?
He's just teasing love. We're family. We tease with each other.
This is for real,
that's
though,
so
Pat. We'll let it go. Just let it go.
Just let it go. That's okay.
Anyways, let's play the music now before you guys start, like, freaking getting into
trouble.
Okay.
Pat, we did miss your crying, though, because we played Final Countdown. We missed your crying.
Oh, no, without me.
We cried for you. We cried for you.
Oh, thank you.
I know. We really did. We actually really did. Like, she's not even kidding.
Really,
we were just sitting here crying for you.
I love that song. It's those trumpets. They just
we're
they
all
just
passing around
go
the tissue.
Through your brain.
We passed that tissue around, and we ran out of it. We were just all crying. It was crazy.
Oh, you're all a bunch of hoots.
It's guys are mad at somebody in your life right now. If you're mad at somebody, this song, okay, the only person God, you can be mad, okay, but the person that God gives you full permission to be mad at, if you're going to have any anger issues, direct it toward the devil. So we're going to play this song, To Hell with the Devil, and you can go ahead and cuss him out, okay? But don't cuss out people, because God loves people, but you can go ahead and cuss out the devil and his demons if you want, or you can just during the song rejoice that the devil's going to hell and just declare all your family members saved. But we're just going to have fun worshiping to this song. And also, since James in the chat room didn't want a prophetic word, if you're part of RCC here and you just feel like you need a word today, go ahead and let us know if you need a word, and we'll ask God to encourage. Okay, so here we go. Wow, that's some crazy stuff. Okay, you guys, actually, James 91, I private messaged with James 91, and he actually would like us to play telephone on him. That's so awesome because he was really on my heart. So this is really cool. We'd really love this church to give him words. So James 91 is his name. And so if it's a line and the Lord speaks to you about him, feel free to share. And it's okay if it's silent for a while, okay? It takes time to, you know, the Lord will speak. The Lord will speak. So if you're in the chat room, we'll read those words out to you. Let me welcome Leah back.
Did you have a question by any chance?
Nope, he didn't have any questions. But if he does, I'll ask him to post it. James, let's do the telephone game first, and then James, if you have any questions, go ahead and ask us. But that could be for another time too.
No, I just meant if he had, like, because sometimes when people play telephone, they kind of want to know, like, you know, something about just,
hey,
I don't know.
Lord already told me a little bit. I mean, if you guys are ready.
Okay. Yeah, we're ready. So go ahead and use his name too.
He didn't give me any exact words here. He gave me basically, like, he kind of just gave me a feeling of what's going on in a way. Go to God, James, because I don't know anything about you. But he gave me the impression that you looking for kind of like assurance in a way. Like, you want to know for sure what you're doing is right. And the Lord just wants to let you know that, you know, you're on the right track, I guess. That's all he gave me. Like I said, go to God, James. But.
Good job, Luco. You picked up some of his energy, Luco. Good job on that one. Like, you did good. You looked into his spirit and you picked up some of that energy from him. Good job.
I have something. James 71, cast all your cares on me. Trust with all your heart. I am always with you, listening.
Awesome.
And I have one for you, James. Jesus said he is loved by me and he has my heart.
Lovely.
The message I get was sort of like the same collective energy that everyone else is picking up on him. the thing I get from God, God's saying that anytime, James, that you're not sure about things, you second-guess things, you're not sure if God's speaking to you or what's going on sometimes, you know, you get kind of, doubt is the thing that kind of controls. God is telling me that he speaks to you all the time through, you know, look for signs in your life, look for things that are happening and people that you run into in your day, and all those are part of signs that are things that are opening up for you or the doors are closing. Listen, you know, songs, all those kinds of things that come to you, or those are all messages. But God's telling me you get unsure, so you just end up doubting, and God's saying is to cast that doubt out and just have confidence that what you hear is from God. Accept it and say, that's from God and I'm going to accept it, and don't go into your mind and try to use logic. You can't use logic with what God gives you. You just got to accept it and say, that's it. It's from God. I'm going to take it. I'm going to use it. So that's what I got.
Has anyone read the chat room yet?
No. What does it say?
Okay. All right, James. I'm going to go ahead and read this. Thank you, Keith. That's a beautiful word. And by the way, the people on the line, everyone's unmuted. So Leah, Pat, Tana, Keith, Joe, Luco, myself. Okay, I'm going to read the chat room for you. Okay, so James, righteous, upstanding, conquer, much loved James, and that's from Alana. Roman says, James, you are strong, a warrior. Tana says, James, he is loved by me and he has my heart. And by the way, you guys, there was just now a 6.1 earthquake in Nicaragua. So, news flash. Okay. Stacy said, James, have faith. I have overcome the world. You are asking many questions. Soon you will have your answer. I am coming now. Deborah says, James is very dear to Jesus' heart. Yeah, Jesus is going to be here soon, you guys, with that earthquake. He's coming. He's shaking things up. I mean, it was no coincidence that he took and gave you that dream last night.
Oh, yeah.
Rojo says, James. I think it's funny that we're giving words from James as an earthquake is occurring. So, James, take that as a sign from the Lord that he's shaking up this earth to come get you, sweetheart. Okay, Rojo says, James. I, Jesus, have waited so long for this moment to publicly tell you that I love you. Wow. Okay, that just got me. You are mine, James. Do not be afraid to step out and follow me now, my son. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Cool. These, you guys, these are just really powerful words. Roman says, James, you will be with me soon. Do not worry when I mean soon. I mean now. I can't wait to be with you. You are mine. I love you. Special and great things await you. Wow.
There you go.
I just want to welcome Blah. Whenever Blah pops in, it's just wonderful. Blah, you're such a huge part of our...
Love you, Blah.
Love you, Blah.
Hi, Blah.
We love you, Blah, 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 Blah. And call in.
Blah is
we
mysterious.
Like your...
Blah is a mysterious creature.
Blah
says
hi, everybody.
Just,
you know.
Hmm.
So whenever someone figures him out, let us know.
James, I'm having a feeling for you. I get feelings instead of words. I do get words as well, but I'm just having a strong, overpowering feeling of God's heart for you, and it's one of a rescue. So he's rescuing you from anything you're going on that's going on in your life right now currently. He wants you to know that I'm rescuing you, and I'm not just talking because of the rapture. But he's here to rescue you today, sweetheart. He told me, he's like, I'm sorry. I keep saying sweetheart to everybody. I don't normally do that.
All right.
Anyway, but I just wanted to say that he's telling me that I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but he wants me to tell you, James, that he's even going to rescue you from those situations too. Maybe there's something that's challenging you at the moment, but just know that he's got your back.
He's
also coming back to get us. And Roman says, James, you are so special to me, Roman says, a chosen one to serve me. You are light to all nations. Many people will look up to you. Bam. Nice words.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, would you like to read a little bit of He and I? Did you have something you wanted to read to us?
Yes, I do. It's very beautiful. He said, I have risen from the dead. Who could restrain your joy? Won't you honor me in this new way, in this joy, for my joy? And if there is joy in you, how can you stop it from brimming over to others? Do you think I find very much joy in many hearts? People don't think of this perfect way of praising me, and yet it brings me such balm. Don't I share all your emotions just as all true lovers share? You remember how when you were leaving someone dear to you, you said, promise me you'll be happy, as though it were your heart's need. Mine takes delight in your joy. Learn to be joyous for my sake, even in times of trial. Live entirely for me, my child. What depths of joy, and no one can ever rob you of it. Don't you feel the charm of it? What else can be compared with this? During the day, tell me again and again that you are one with me, but don't let it be a burden to your mind, just a simple, happy elan. You used to climb the steps to the veranda often to give your dear mother a hasty, this is sweet, guys, a hasty kiss in the midst of your little doings. It's simple, and yet it's everything. You didn't realize what joy this kiss gave to your mother, and you don't know my joy either. Even so, don't deny me, my little girl. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, he's such a love. Such a love.
Great God. Love you, Lord.
Oh, so beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Oh, such a love.
Love you, Lord.
Oh, dear.
Patty, crying?
Almost.
Okay. Over here,
I can feel his emotions, and I can feel him when he's talking.
What gift?
Oh my God. And and Pat, your tears are pretty. We missed you with the other song, the countdown song. I'll never play that song again when you're not around because
But when I read he and I always ask him to kind of give me the inflection. Is that the right word, teacher? I don't know, inflection of his voice. And, you know, I can feel the emotion sometimes. He's so pleading for everybody to trust and love him. You know, our church is like this book. We are living proof that this book is true because we have invited him to be family and all the way, or just on angel, all the ways that family is. We are with him, and he wants that. You see him dancing sometimes. I dance with him. You know, he has a sense of humor. Once he knows that you trust him completely and that you're totally his, the stops are taken out. I mean, it's just you're in relationship, and sometimes you laugh, and sometimes you kid around, and sometimes you cry, and it's relationship. Pure relationship. So expect him to kind of surprise you sometimes. This book is full of it. And the intimacy, there's parts of this book I don't think I could read over the line because this was written in the 50s. And, oh, boy, to hear this today.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
There are some parts in here. Maybe
I'll
you know what I'll do?
Send it to
I'll
Luca.
Take some
Luca
of them
like
and
that
I'll,
kind of stuff,
I'll send it to Judy and she can send it to the rest of you. Because
send it to Luca.
Really...
He likes that kind of stuff.
Hey, we all do. The more romantic, the better. But he's the bridegroom, and boy, he talks about Song of Solomon in here. He talks about love. And it's too much almost. If you haven't started reading this book, I can't just throw it out at you because anybody not used to having a relationship with him, they wouldn't get it. And they think, oh, what are you saying? And it's like, yeah, I'm saying. But you've got to have a relationship. You've got to invite him. You've got to trust. He's the bridegroom. Look up the word bridegroom. I have something so beautiful. There's a site called Revive, and they put this on let me see if I can get it here real quick, guys, because this is real short, but it's so beautiful. And
that book is like a deeper relationship, huh, Pat? It comes from a deeper
to the
relationship.
Max.
Okay.
I can't even read some of this stuff because somebody might miss, somebody might really just mistake it, what I'm saying. And everything is pure as crystal, warm as the brightest star. But it's love. God is love. And, oh, boy, God is love. You know, I'm trying to find this thing for you. When I get it, I'll just say I got it. And I'll read it to you. It's very quick, but it's all about. All right. Well, I have to look for it, guys. I just have.
Okay, so while Pat's looking for that, we only have 10 minutes left. So, sweetheart, you look for that. And she mentioned dancing. And I don't know about you, but I'm in a dancing mood in my heart. So let's dance with Jesus right now to Romans song.
Na 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 na. Never meaning what they say, yeah. Never saying what
every day now. And never meaning what they say, yeah. Never saying what they mean. Better teach you how to meditate. Read your horoscope and change your fate. And furthermore, to hell with hate. Come on and give me some more and more and more. Na 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 na. Don't give a damn, a damn, a damn.
Could I read something from he and I? I think James, 71, would like to hear this. It's only a couple of paragraphs,
yeah,
if it's okay. My child, it's a God who is waiting at the door of your heart, a God who is all yours and who is in you. You open to him when you talk to him, when you look at him, when you try to take your thoughts off the things around you so that you may turn them to him with the utmost tenderness. Now, this part is really good. Don't think that this is a fable I'm telling you. It is the simple reality. But as it's all happening in the shadow land, where everything is in perfection, you find it difficult to believe, and you are slow in acting upon it. That is why I am like that person in the waiting room. If only you could approach me more often with all your kind charm. You might suspect my long yearnings. You might think he's waiting for the world. Yes, my little child, for everyone and for such a long time. I came to Bethlehem to seek them, and I shall go on seeking them right to the end of the world. So there you go. There's some encouragement for you guys.
Thank you so much, Pat. That's beautiful. Before the show ends, Leah has a word for James. James 91. I hope you listen to this broadcast till the end. But Leah, who's a beautiful person in the Lord, God spoke to her about you, James, and I'm going to go ahead and read it. It's in the chat room. And thank you, Blah, for posting it. Okay, James, you are my son. You are mine. Do not worry, for you have a plan, and I am holding you. Do not forget that it is I who is in control, and I will not let evil befall you. I only want the best for you. I want to protect you. I want you to trust me totally with everything. I want you to trust in the fact that you can believe me and rest in my finished work. I have given up everything just so you can be near me. James, you are everything to me, and I love you. I am proud that you are walking with me now. Do not worry. You could never disappoint me. You obeyed me and followed my voice, for it was what led you to me. You heard my call, my soft whisper. I died just so you could hear my voice. I wanted to encourage you and reassure you. I am molding you like a perfect piece of clay, and you are pliable, being made anew in my love. Be refreshed in my forgiveness and mercy, for I delight in you. Do not fear. You are perfect, and I love you. I tell you this all this day because I want you to believe that it's true. Wow. Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Now, we only have about 4 minutes left.
I wanted to share something real fast.
Yeah. Go. I just want to make an announcement. Stay in chat. All you have to do is just keep pressing on the keyboard, like typing, so you don't get bumped out. If you get bumped out, it's no big deal. Sign into a future show. It doesn't matter if it's the morning or the evening. Just log into a show that hasn't aired yet, a show scheduled for the future, and then you'll see us. Scroll down, and we'll be in the chat room. If you want fellowship, okay? And also, Raina says, if you just want to stay in chat, just pause for 5 seconds before the end of the show. All right, finish us off, Keith. You have three or 4 minutes. Go.
Okay. I want to say something super amazing about Jesus that just always just, gosh, it just touches me, like, beyond. Like, this guy had a dream recently where he went to heaven, and this has happened with a lot of people. And when he was in heaven, Jesus was standing there talking to him, and he was looking totally into his eyes, and he did not let up. And it was like, he said, Jesus, I don't, this is weird. You have all these people around. Why are you so into me? I mean, it's like, and Jesus said, even though I can be in many places one time, you're going to feel like you and I are like the whole world, just you and I, when I talk to you every time. And that's just, it's so amazing because it's like in heaven, Jesus is going to be like so personal with you in a relationship. He's going to look you in the eye. You're going to be like his whole world that day when he's talking to you. He's talking directly to you. He wants to know how you're doing, about how you are, everything about you. I mean, he's talking to you. It's like, it's so amazing. Jesus will be like treating us like we're like his everything. He's always about personal relationships. It's one thing about the Lord that I know very much about. He's super, super about one-on-one. And yet, the good, cool thing is he can be in so many places at one time, but in heaven, we're going to feel like we're all his. And I just, gosh, I can't wait for that. It's just so, you know, because as children of God, sometimes we can often feel like we're just part of the bunch, but we're maybe not special, even though we know we are. But when he talks to us, it'll be like we're the most special thing in the world to him. It's super touching to me. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah. I missed the beginning of the show. Thank you, Keith. Okay, I missed the beginning of the show. Luke has like the 13th. He gave him. Does anyone realize that he said that's Palm Sunday on the 13th?
No.
Palm Sunday. And that was the day that Luke saw the drama.
Had separate 6.0 earthquakes within the last 55 minutes. We have 30 seconds left. Spirit and the Bride say,
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Jesus, come get us. We love you. We're ready.
Get us now, Lord. Get us
we
now.
We want to dance with you. We want to give you hugs. We want to doggy pile you. Come give us. Come get us.
Come, Lord.
Jesus, we love you.
Come rapture us now.
Very nice.
Take us on the rapture train. Praise you, Lord. Take us on the rapture train.
10 seconds. We love you.
Love you, Jesus.
Love you, Jesus. Love you, Pat.
Love you.
Okay, Blah. Say hello. Hello, Blah. Bye, bye, Blah.
Love you, Blah.
Love you, Keith.
Love you, Blah. Love you, Roman.
Love you, Chat. Love you, everyone listening.
Love you, everybody.
Love you,
Katie.
Bye, Lucas.
Everyone on the line.
I love you, everybody.
Love you.
Love
in the
you.
Chat room. We love you. Love you.
Love you all.
Bye, Captain.
Love. Oh my goodness, I can't take it.
Double love you, Lucas.